Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. There's a lot of important people in the world today. Very, very important people in the world today. But I think that there is one person, one persona, one type of person that stands as the most important person in all of the world today. And that person is the father of a family. The father of the family has the ability to affect generations at the local level far more than any king or politician, far more than any school teacher or businessman. Although all these people are important, all the functions they do in society are important, the father stands above the rest. And we know this, right? We know this through our study of sociology, that when the father is absent from the family, the family is in chaos. The family does not succeed as well as it could have if there was a father. Children are more prone towards the vices in society compared to the virtues in society. We know that kids who without fathers struggle more in school. Kids without fathers are far more promiscuous. Kids without fathers are far more in trouble throughout their lifetimes than they would be if they had a two-parent household where the father is doing his role, leading, shepherding, protecting, and providing. The father is the most important person in the world. Now, that is not to say that he is the only important person in the world, as I said, but he is the most important person in the world. And I think that the Lord has designed the world to work in this way. You see, fathers, earthly fathers, reflect the Heavenly Father. And when the Heavenly Father is absent in people's lives, chaos ensues. When people do not acknowledge the lordship of Christ and acknowledge the Heavenly Father who Jesus points us to, who Jesus brings us back into right relationship with, the world is a dark and desolate and bad place. There is a father hunger in our society, not just the Heavenly Father, where people hunger for the Heavenly Father, but a hungering after earthly fathers. We've seen this in the lives of men like Jordan Peterson, right? He was a father figure to so many people in the world, so many young men in the world, so many young men who are so desperate for a father in their lives. And God has designed the world to work in this way and to be like this. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named." Now that translation is almost a little bit misleading or doesn't convey the full effect of this passage. You see, the word for family, where the Apostle Paul says where every family in heaven and on earth is named, is actually the word for fatherhood. The Greek word there is patria. The Greek word for father is pater. So the interesting thing is you cannot even say the word family without saying the word father. That initial phrase there, pat or pot, is that indication of the father. So essentially, the book of Ephesians says this, "I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every fatherhood on earth or in heaven is named." The fatherhood is the family. And I think that's very important for us to keep in mind, that we as fathers, or the father of your children, reflect the Heavenly Father. And I want to read a little bit from this book by Douglas Wilson, Father Hunger, where he addresses many of these issues. And he asks, what is God the Father like? And what he's going to do, he's going to quote from many passages all throughout the Gospel of John that show us what the Heavenly Father is like. And what's interesting is sometimes when we think of the Gospel of John, or when we're talking to newer believers or younger believers, we encourage them to read the Gospel of John because it shows us who Jesus is. And that's true. But what I was struck with in reading this book is that the Gospel of John doesn't only show us who Jesus is, but it shows us who the Father is. So what is the Father like? He says this, "The Son reveals the Father's glory, a glory full of grace and truth. The Son is the revelation of the invisible Father, a revelation straight from the Father's side. Zeal for anything with the Father's honor consumed the Son, which means that the Father is honored above all. The Father reveals himself to the Son in words. The Father is generous and open-handed. The Father works. The Father works as an exemplar for his Son. The Father trusts his Son and turns his tasks over to him. The Father seeks honor for his Son. The Father ties his reputation together with the reputation of his Son. The Father set his seal on the Son of Man. The Father is the giver of bread from heaven. He gave the manna in the wilderness, and he gave Jesus the ultimate bread. The Father gives the elect to the Son and does so irrevocably. The Father gives the elect to the Son along with instructions on what to do with them. The will of the Father is to give eternal life to those who look on the Son with true faith. The Father draws people to Jesus. The Father teaches those whom he draws. The Father is invisible to all except the Son. The Father gives love for the Son to everyone who is his Son. He sent the Son to earth. The Son, by honoring his Father, shows us the Father's honor. The Father protects those who he gave to Christ. The Father, or to be in the hand of Christ, is to be in the hand of the Father, because Christ and the Father are one. The Son displayed many good works that were from the Father. The Father consecrated his Son before sending him into the world. The Father listened to Jesus. The Father stands ready to honor everyone who serves the Son, and this service entails following Christ wherever he goes. The Father is the vine dresser of Jesus the vine. He both prunes and excises branches. The Father is glorified by fruitful believers. The Father's secrets were shared through Christ with the disciples. The Father will hear any request presented in Jesus' name. To hate the Son is to hate the Father. The Son will send the Holy Spirit from the Father. The Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Spirit will convict the world of righteousness because Jesus went to the Father. The Father and the Son share everything. The Father gives what is asked in Jesus' name, and the principal gift is joy. The Son will always accompany the Father. The Father and Son glorified each other in the death of the Son. Douglas Wilson goes on to say, "This is a mine full of diamonds, and it is hard to know how to carry them all out. And once we have gotten any one of them, there appears a number of ways to cut it. How may we summarize this? There are no doubt many ways to do this, but it seems to me that the most obvious feature of the Father of Jesus Christ is his generosity. He is generous with his glory, his tasks, with his protection, with his home, with his joy. The Father gives. The Father gives the Son. The Father gives his Spirit. The Father gives himself." So if you are a father out there listening to this, you are the most important man, the most important person in the life of your wife, in the life of your family, in the life of your children, in the life of your grandchildren, and by God's grace, in the life of your great-grandchildren, because you have the opportunity to affect generations for the good and glory of God. You have the opportunity to leave a legacy and show your children, show the people around you, show your wife what the Heavenly Father is like. And he gives of himself. So brothers, when you're listening to this, don't just limit your fatherhood to one or two things, protection and provision. Don't just limit your fatherhood to one or two things, discipline and working hard. Yes, do those things, but be present. Give of yourself to your family first and foremost, to your wife, to your children. Give yourself to your community and show the world what the Heavenly Father is like. And read the Gospel of John. It'll show you who the Father is. So if you are a father, you are the most important man on the face of the earth today. Now go and do what you need to do. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.